Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. They also call me Mr. Humble around here. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited to have Ellen Rohr on the show. Folks, I've told you before, buckle your seatbelts and pull them tight. Ellen Rohr is in the building, and she's not just an amazing woman, professional, expert. She's a force of nature. And so pull those seatbelts tight, and don't unbuckle them until I tell you. Ellen Rohr, welcome back.
Hey, hey. Hello, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
What are you doing? What are you doing over there?
We're trying to deal with this new regular, the Chinese curse we continue to live. May you live in interesting times. Folks, you know who Ellen is. She's written all the books on how to go forward, bare bones biz plans, bare bones weekend biz plan. Where did the money go? She knows all about that. She's a columnist. She's an author. She's an expert. Ellen, I'm glad you're here. What are you seeing? What are you guys doing? You're not only a consultant and a thought leader, but you're operating a business. You got a franchise you're operating. What are you doing? What are you guys seeing out there?
Yes, and I'm an optimist, so that's good. I always see the worst of times bring out the best in people. And so let me share a little bit of what's been happening with us and why I'm eternally hopeful. You know, our company does drain and sewer work, so we are fortunate in that it's an essential service. You know, what we deal in every day is septage, and septage is like fire. It was dangerous yesterday. It's dangerous today. However, what it's caused us to do is get even better. Now, I'm a company who is – our culture is obsessive about procedure and safety, and we have ratcheted it up over the last few weeks, and that is a really good thing. So for those of you who can work, whose team is capable and required, as mine is, to protect the health and safety of the nation, then that's a really awesome place to be, with the caveat of how do you keep them and your customers, how do you keep everybody safe. So that's been our game and our challenge, and it's really brought out the best. It's brought out the best in my crew. It is weird. I'm not, you know, I like how you say regular and not normal.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not the same. But I think there's, you know, you and I don't always see eye to eye on everything, too.
Aww.
So I'm just saying, I think they're. But that's the delicious soup, right?
That's right.
The grit and the oyster. That's how you move from good to great. In fact, I'm reading a book. Where did I set this book? It's called The Accelerate Through Conflict, mm-hmm. The Missing Conversations, because that's what happens. And when you get to times like these, it's not a matter of going to one side or the other. It's a matter of figuring a way out that's
and
even
isn't,
better.
Isn't the key to all this, as we look into the future, instead of being fearful and worrying that what we used to do, we won't be able to do it anymore, we should start thinking about, okay, we can't do the old stuff in the future like we did. What is the new stuff going to look like, and could that even be better than the old stuff? What do you think?
Well, one of the really wonderful things is, like, you know, I just said a sad part is I have a new grandbaby, and I haven't been able to put my face right in her belly. You know how that goes. Mm-hmm. And however, one of the really good parts is that my son and his wife and their new baby have totally bonded. He was supposed to go back to work after 2 weeks, and this family unit is just symbolic of so many families. Now, raise your hand if your kids or your husband or someone is driving you crazy. I get that. However, there are all these stories of families connecting in ways that they never have before. And so, mm-hmm. you know, just going home and not going out all the time is one of the really great things I think is going to happen. I'm not saying anything that hasn't dawned on you, but I'm just grateful for the small things.
Well, exactly. And I know that you're talking to folks out there across the country who are doing things. And I know that you're telling them about, making sure that we don't get hung up on what we can't do anything about, like the business model we had in December of 2019 will be a variation of that in December 2020. It won't be the same. We've got to look at it that way, right?
Yes, and think what happens. We get this giant reset. Here's a couple of cool things that are going to happen. One is people get creative. And in my son's neighborhood, there was a coffee shop that they put out ads all over social media, wherever they could reach people, and it says, we will get you a cup of coffee. Here are five ways we're going to get you a cup of coffee. And you could drive by and not even slow down and pick it up with gloves. Like,
they had these different ways
that you could do it.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk some more about that kind of creativity after the break. Ellen Rohr, ladies and gentlemen, do not unbuckle your seatbelts. It won't be safe. 20 till. I'm Jim Blessingham. Stay with us.
Because it's so hard to see. Come together.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.